dick.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Second hour of the program here on Thursday morning, and hopefully you are having a good start to your day, but probably a little bit of a chilly one. Certainly a little bit chillier than yesterday, although much drier. I'm watching as the clouds are kind of far away, and we've got a somewhat clear sky here out the window. By the way, today is the start of the trial for Taunton Mayor Shauna O'Connell. In the assault charges against her, when she got into a physical altercation with her husband. We'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, they've said it's just, you know, a marital argument. Every couple has their problems. There's another story. I meant to mention this yesterday, but we didn't get to it with everything else going on. But there's a lot of reasons why movie theaters are having trouble bringing people in these days. And as someone who loves to go to the movies, you know, I pay attention to what goes on in the theaters. I pay attention to what the top grossing movies are and how much they gross and what people's reactions are to, you know, the theater experience, because I don't want movie theaters to go away. Even though I only utilize that now and then, and even with the membership that I have, the monthly membership, I don't go nearly as much as I should. But I think that there's, you know, there's magic in going to the movie theater, and I wouldn't want to see that go away. And it doesn't have to just be, you know, the Marvel Universe blockbuster popcorn film that you go to see. I've always liked going to see even smaller movies and independent movies and all of that. And I like the experience of sitting in the room with other people, although I don't always like the other people that are in the room, and enjoying this film the first time any of us have seen it together. And then I enjoy, you know, reading about it online and maybe even getting involved in some conversation. So I love the theater experience 95% of the time. So I don't want to see it go away. But stories like what happened in Methuen have people saying, like, well, why do we even have movie theaters anymore? What's the point? And listen, sometimes buildings just get rats. No, it wasn't Ratatouille showing in the AMC theaters in Methuen. It was an actual rat that ran over the foot of a woman while she was watching a movie. It was at the AMC Methuen 20 at the Loop Shopping Center. And she said a rat about the size of a cat ran through her popcorn that was on the ground and also ran over her feet. But apparently that's not the only problem that they've had at this AMC Methuen. According to NBC 10 Boston, customers have complained online about heaping piles of trash, unempty trash barrels, and soda machines that look like they haven't been cleaned for some time. And now the theater has been temporarily closed so they can give it a cleaning and work on getting rid of the rodent problem. That woman who had the rat run over her feet, filed a complaint with the city's health department. And she posted on Facebook saying, I went to see Wicked at the AMC Theater at the Loop in Methuen yesterday. Right in the middle of the big finale, a giant rat, not a mouse, ran through my popcorn on the floor and over my feet. Giant. I quietly lost my mind and grabbed all of my stuff and left. And when the health department went to go follow up on this report, they found holes in the walls, rodent droppings, and rodent urine. But they did say that this is the first official complaint against the theater in at least the past 2 months, 2 years rather, and that inspectors do go into the theater every 6 months, but they're only required to inspect the kitchen and not the rest of the facilities. And the Department of Health, Director of Health from Methuen, Callie Teagan-Zampak, said that when rodents are feeling emboldened enough to run in front of people and the public, that means that the problem has probably been existing for a while. So now they have to clean things up and have more regular pest control, and the health department will be more involved in keeping an eye on it. But they're not going to fine the theater because the theater is complying with all of their requests for remediation here. But I feel like the people, the staff, must have known that this was an issue. Because what happens in between movies, right? Well, what's supposed to happen in between movies is that the staff goes in and cleans the theater. They go in and they pick up any trash that was left behind. They sweep up. You know, they don't give it a deep cleaning because you've only got a short amount of turnaround. So they're not going to, you know, wash the rugs and wipe down all the seats and all of that. But they've at least going to go through with a, or should be going through with a broom or a vacuum and cleaning it up. I know because I'm the person that sits there and watches the credits and I see them come in and start cleaning as I'm watching the credits. And sometimes they'll come over to me and they're like, do you want me to come back? And I'm like, no, I'm just reading the credits. You can vacuum. But as they're doing that, if they were doing that, you would expect that that would be the time that somebody would have seen a rat the size of a cat. Also, I sometimes, you know, I hear a report like that and I say, well, was it really the size of a cat? Or is it just that you were so freaked out by seeing a rat, it looked like it was the size of a cat? I'm not saying that she didn't see a very large rat, but I'm just saying, you know, when you get freaked out by something like that, you're, and plus it was dark. So your depth perception or your spatial perception might get a little bit thrown off. Your perspective of size. So, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't a large rat. And all I'm going to say is I'm glad that when I go to the movies, I sit in the recliner chair and I recline back and I keep my popcorn next to me. So at least if there's rats running around on the floor, they're not going to get to me. And by the way, I will say that that is not the case at the AMC in Dartmouth. It always seems very clean to me when I go there. And like I said, there's somebody always waiting to vacuum the floor, to sweep up, and they're taking out the trash as I'm trying to throw away, you know, the last of my drink or my popcorn as I'm walking out. So I think they do a good job over there. But the problem is movie theaters are run by a bunch of high school kids. And high school kids these days are lazy, and I'm sure the people that are working at that AMC in Methuen are not doing a good enough job of keeping it clean, based on what the health department found. And, you know, hopefully this is a wake-up call and they do a better job and maybe they send over somebody with a little bit more experience as a manager to keep an eye on things. But it's not so much about the rat running across your feet. It's think about if there are rats in the building, they're getting into the concessions. They're getting into that stuff at night when nobody's around. I had a mouse in my house for years. I mean, I'm sure it was more than one mouse, but I lived in the woods basically. And we would get little field mice around, and one got into the basement. I found mouse droppings in the basement. I was like, well, you know, hopefully he got out again. But once they're in, they don't go out. But it was just in the basement, so I wasn't too concerned about it. I wasn't going to set traps and everything. I was like, he'll move on. And then eventually I was sitting in the living room and I saw one run by in the living room. I was like, what the hell? And so then I tried to catch him. And I tried again and again and again. I never could get him. You know, humane traps. I wasn't trying to snap his neck or anything. And I said to somebody, I was like, well, you know, but at least he's not getting in the kitchen, because I don't find any mouse droppings in the kitchen. There's none in the cabinets or anything. You know, he's not getting to the food. So, you know, if he's running around, eventually the dog will pin him down and take care of things. And the person said, you don't think he's getting in the food? Why do you think he's still there? If there was no food for him, he would have already left. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Then I was like, all right, we got to do whatever we can to get this mouse. So, yeah, if you don't think that those rats are getting into the concessions at night, nah. That's wishful thinking on your part. But I never would have even thought about that in the movie theater. Especially because, you know, the movie theaters are part of malls. And if you've ever gone behind the scenes in a mall, I'm sure they deal with stuff like that all the time. There's a lot of trash that accumulates in a mall. You ever walk behind the food court in a mall? There's like 45 bags of garbage waiting for somebody to take them out. The dumpsters. Like it's there's always food getting spilled on the floor while they're in the midst of these, well, I mean, maybe they're not rushing around like they used to in the 90s, but still. I've been at TD Garden many times over the years because I covered the Celtics there. And I've been there many times at night. There's been times that I've been the only person in the arena finishing up a story and then, you know, being the last to leave the arena. Don't forget to turn the lights off when you leave. But you walk into the tunnels, because that's how I would get in and out of the arena. I would go through the tunnels from the locker rooms. That's how the media enters. And you would see these giant rats running from behind the seats. And I mean giant. Definitely the size of a cat, at least. And they just live in the building. And there's nothing they do about it. There's nothing they can do about it. They just live in the building. The best they can do is lock up all the food and hope that these things don't get into it. Because if this thing wanted, these rats could probably grab the lock and rip them off. And if you ever go to probably a Celtics game is your best bet. I don't know that, you know, it's probably colder during a Bruins game, so they might not run out as much. And, you know, concerts and things like that are darker, so you might not see them. But you go to a Celtics game when the lights are all up and you look behind those, you'll see them running around. And again, the same thing like they were saying about this AMC theater situation. If they're running around in front of people, you know, they're pretty emboldened. They're comfortable there. And that's what you have, certainly at TD Garden. So just keep that in mind next time you go to a game and you're munching on your hot dog or your popcorn. Or I always like the chicken fingers at TD Garden. When I would go cover the Celtics, they give the media a pregame meal. So if you go, you know, to like a 7 o'clock game, you show up at 5, they're serving dinner. And the woman Blanche that ran the cafeteria there, that ran the media workroom, kitchen. She was always great. There was one day when they served Mako shark, and I told her how much I loved shark, and I'm sitting there at the table eating, and she came over to me and she said, "Before you leave after the game, come back here and see me." And I was like, okay. And she gave me all the leftover shark, all the cooked shark. So I was like, oh man, this is, thank you so much. But, you know, they would feed you a nice meal. And then that was, you know, originally it was free when I first started covering the team. And then they required like a $5 donation for the Celtics charity, which is fine. You're still getting a great meal. But then some days you'd get there too late because of traffic and they didn't have food out left anymore. So I'd get something from the concession stands, and the chicken fingers were always my go-to for back then, $14. I'm sure now they're $22 for chicken fingers and fries. But it's funny because, you know, the Patriots always had consistency. People are always fascinated by knowing what the food we were served at games was. That's what people ask me. Whenever people, oh, you covered the Patriots? Did they give you the lobster rolls like they always talk about on TV? And at first, no, they didn't. It was only the last couple of years that I covered the team that they started serving us lobster rolls at halftime. Before that, we never got them. They were only for the TV announcers. But the spread was always pretty consistent. You know, you got like for a 1 o'clock game, you got breakfast, you know, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, but also some steak tips, some chicken breast, pasta. They'd put all that out before salad. They'd put all that out before the game. Chowder, legal seafoods chowder. That's what everybody got so excited for from out of town. And we would teach people from out of town like, and now watch this, and put buffalo sauce in our chowder, and they'd just go nuts. Oh my God, I never would have thought of that. And then they would have some desserts and things like that, Dunkin' coffee. And then after, you know, halftime, they would give you sandwiches, or they used to do hot dogs at halftime. And then after the game, it's a pizza spread. So they feed you very well at Patriots games, but it's always relatively the same, even during the playoffs. But the Celtics did it differently. The Celtics would give you your pregame meal, you know, your whatever, chicken piccata, you know, just basic stuff. And then when the Celtics made the NBA Finals in 2007, it was like, well, I guess that was 2008, but still, it was a completely different world. You went in and they redesigned the entire media area to have this bigger dining room. And they had, one night was like barbecue with like brisket and chicken breast, like all kinds of, and then another night was all seafood with lobsters. They were actually serving actual steamed lobsters. Like, you could go up and they would give you two lobsters and you just could sit there and crack them. Like, it was amazing. And so I would joke with the players and be like, you guys got to make the finals every year. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be right back. We'll tear the world together. We'll tear. Welcome back in. And if you need somebody to hold your hand when it comes to needing the right tool or the right piece of equipment to get the job done, you know, you go into these big box stores for it, and good luck, first of all, finding anybody. And if you do find somebody, you ask them a question, they don't know. It's just somebody who works there part-time, a high school kid or something. They've never done the job that you're trying to do. They don't know what to do. And God forbid you need something that's really specialized, because they're just being generic for the masses. But when you go to a place like M&M Hay and Feed in South Dartmouth, now you're going to a place where you're going to get not only top quality customer service, but you're going to find the things that you're not going to find somewhere else. The things that you need today. Can you go on Amazon and order that part? Probably, but you're going to wait 2 weeks to have it delivered to you. Meanwhile, everything's going wrong when it should have been an easy, quick fix. If you need it, they have it. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it. And not only is it a place to go and get the tools and hardware that you need, but it's also the place to go and get all the feed and grain that you need as well. So if you might be somebody that wants to feed the birds out in your yard, right? People love to see the different birds that come up when they have a bird feeder out their window, but they also say, but then I got to go buy a big 50-pound bag of bird seed, and what am I going to do with all that? It's going to take me forever to go through. Where am I going to store it? Now we've got bears that will come and eat the bird seed if you leave it out. So what am I going to do? Well, you can go to M&M Hay and Feed and buy your grain and feed by the pound. Instead of having to buy the whole bag, you can buy it by the pound. Plus brand name pet foods. They have screen repair. They have hay and straw. And of course, laying hens, meat, chickens, and turkeys. Whatever you need for your farm or garden, you'll find it at M&M Hay and Feed, formerly Marvin Grain in South Dartmouth, located at 31 Cove Road. Go over there and check them out. Just wander around the store, and you'll see all the great different things they offer. They even have a little section of, you know, Portuguese foods, olives and pepper relish and all kind. It's such an eclectic store that I could tell you about all the things that are in there, and I'd still forget to mention a whole bunch. We were walking around the store. You know what I found in there? A 50-pound bag of peanuts, which they say is, you know, for feeding the birds, but I could do some damage on a 50-pound bag of peanuts myself. Hey, they're not going to ask any questions, and they'll also deliver as well. So check out M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, an authorized dealer of Pool and Grain. All right, I'm going to turn things over now to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
More evidence collected in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. The FBI director steps down, clearing the way for Trump's new pick. And time running out to get those packages in the mail.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The NYPD says the gun found on the man suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO match shell casings found at the Manhattan crime scene. Commissioner Jessica Tisch also confirms that Luigi Mangione's fingerprints matched prints found on a water bottle and a Kind bar found near the scene. She says the gun found on Mangione when he was taken into custody at a Pennsylvania McDonald's on Monday is now at the NYPD crime lab. The Franklin fire in Malibu, California has now burned nearly 4,000 acres of land and is 7% contained. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney confirms that 9 structures have been damaged, 7 destroyed. He says an updated damage report will be issued later. FBI Director Christopher Wray is resigning, clearing the way for President-elect Trump to nominate Kash Patel to head the agency. Wray was under increasing pressure from Republicans to quit now rather than force Trump to replace him. Wray told his staff, quote, "This is the best way to avoid dragging the bureau deeper into the fray," adding he would stay on until the end of the Biden administration. Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has testified before a House committee over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The testimony comes almost 3 months after the House Foreign Affairs Committee voted to recommend Blinken be held in contempt of Congress after a standoff related to him appearing before the panel to discuss the deadly evacuation in 2021. Chairman Michael McCaul said Blinken's appearance is vital as they consider potential legislation that would help prevent mistakes made in the withdrawal. A new ruling from a federal court in North Dakota will block undocumented immigrants from using Obamacare. A coalition of 19 states had challenged a new rule from the Biden administration that would expand health care benefits to recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA. Undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children would have been eligible for subsidized health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The government is ordering the national milk supply to be tested for bird flu. Experts say this will help narrow down where the virus is spreading. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says nationwide there have been just over 700 dairy herds that have been affected. And the deadlines are fast approaching to get holiday cards and packages in the mail in time for Christmas. The deadline to send first-class mail or to use USPS Ground Advantage is December 18th. Priority mail should go out by December 19th. Priority Mail Express items should be sent by December 21st.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics are home to take on the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden tonight at 7:30. The Bruins are on the West Coast playing the Seattle Kraken at 10 o'clock tonight. And Bill Belichick, of course, formerly of the New England Patriots, now the new head football coach at University of North Carolina.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The storm is over, but some wind remains, and there's likely some cleanup to do in your neighborhood today. Still windy for your Thursday. Increasing sun as the day goes on, a high of about 39 degrees today. On Friday, more sun, a high of 36, and we'll get some clouds over the weekend with highs getting up to 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We also have app chats available on the WBSM app and open line voicemails. So if you have not heard already about this year's Mini Miracle Family, you know, the WBSM teams up every holiday season with the United Way of Greater New Bedford to offer a mini miracle for one local family. 7-month-old Scarlett from New Bedford and her mom, Megan, that's our mini miracle family for this year. Scarlett was born with soft cleft palate, a hole in the roof of her mouth that makes it difficult for her to feed without the potential for choking. So she needs special bottles and formula just to be able to eat. And she needs to gain weight because they have surgery that can correct this, as well as repair the hearing loss, or hopefully correct the hearing loss that is happening as a result of this. But she has to gain weight in order to have the surgery. Plus, her mom stays home with her 24 hours a day and gives her round-the-clock care because she can't go to childcare with these issues. And so until that can be fixed, they're kind of stuck and the bills are piling up. So we're trying to create a mini miracle for Scarlett and Megan this year. And you can help us out by donating. All the information on how to donate is at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Just click on Mini Miracle at the top of the page, and that will bring you over to all the information about how to donate. And we want to thank all of the great sponsors who have been coming forward and helping. Sousa Family Orthodontics, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Boca, Cask and Pig Kitchen and Ale House, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Garage and Auto Body, and Stallion Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. Again, WBSM.com and the WBSM app for more information about how you can help Scarlett. Again, no amount too big, no amount too small. And speaking of children, I don't know if you're familiar with the Plymouth Independent. It is a news outlet very much like New Bedford Light. It is an independent nonprofit organization that does some really great in-depth reporting on stories in the Plymouth area. And I like to read a lot of their, they have great like memory stuff. You know, right now they have one about Plymouth's old hotels. When they used to have these mega hotels back in the day, all those resort places that people used to go to. And they also have a story. And I'm going to give you some of the details, but all of the, you know, you really want to give it a read at PlymouthIndependent.org because that it's got a lot more details than I'm going to be able to give on the air here. But there's a preschool that operates in the industrial park in Plymouth that the state has said has been less than forthcoming during an investigation of alleged misconduct. It's called Starboard Academy. And according to the Plymouth Independent, the operators of Starboard Academy Stonewall dissembled and delayed efforts by a state agency to investigate allegations of misconduct at the private school for young children, according to a report obtained by the Plymouth Independent. It says school leaders did almost nothing when a male teacher was accused of repeatedly touching a female colleague in front of children and sending explicit photos of his genitals to coworkers. But that's not all that happened. So the reporter was trying to, Andrea Estes is the reporter, and was trying to get comment, trying to get more information from Starboard Academy, and instead they blocked her phone number and didn't return her calls. They didn't return emails seeking comment. And then the school sent out a statement several days later saying that the report wasn't public and it wouldn't comment until it was. But that they're calling into question the way the report was even conducted. Now, this isn't the first time they've been conducted. They've been investigated either. So, according to the Plymouth Independent, in May, the state looked into allegations from parents that a former teacher mistreated at least one toddler in her care. The teacher was heard telling children at nap time to lay the F down, the parents alleged, citing a report from another teacher at the school. And they say that children were often left in tears. Then in April, a Starboard worker reported seeing that teacher pick up a toddler lying awake on a nap cot and slam the child down face first. The child let out a huge screech and began to cry. And then there's other families who have actually filed lawsuits claiming that a former Starboard teacher engaged in, quote, abusive and neglectful misconduct toward a toddler in her care. Now, those cases are pending in Plymouth Superior Court with a hearing scheduled for January 16th. But they're actually, the lawyers for the school have filed a motion to have the term abuse stricken from the lawsuits. They want to keep the word neglect in there, but they want to strike the word abuse. But now this newest investigation. Well, there's also reports that a teacher lifted a child by the bicep. But the school also failed to adequately investigate the allegations that a teacher allegedly grabbed a coworker's buttocks daily while they were changing baby's diapers. And it says, though the teacher's gender is not mentioned in the report, three people familiar with the allegation said he is male and the alleged victim is female. This same teacher also sent unsolicited genital pictures to female coworkers via Snapchat. And his behaviors were, quote, common knowledge to the leadership team, but the school conducted only a perfunctory internal investigation, which was wrapped up in a day, and the allegations were dismissed as rumor. And Plymouth Independent says it's unclear whether the teacher is still working at Starboard. Then in early June, when the investigator asked about any probes into sexual harassment at Starboard, the owner said that there weren't any. And then in a follow-up meeting in July, the investigator again asked if there were any internal investigations conducted in the past year for abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, harassment, and or sexual harassment implicating this particular educator. You know, got more direct with the question. And the owner responded, not that I know of with children. So after several redirections, the educator wrote, the owner mentioned that an incident with Educator Z was all rumor that was not true. So they're saying, you know, they tried to avoid answering the investigator's questions on this. And then, by the way, they refer to this educator, the perpetrator, as Educator Z. The report says this lack of empathy and evidence gathering by the leadership team led educators to warn one another about Educator Z's alleged unwarranted actions toward multiple individuals who were or are still associated with the program. The alleged perpetrator was supported, while the teachers who spoke out were intimidated or subjected to gaslighting, according to the report. So there's a lot more to this. Again, you can read this at PlymouthIndependent.org. It's very much like New Bedford Light. I'm going to sneeze. In which, you know, they do these in-depth investigations and they really have the time and the resources to dig into these stories. And you can tell that Andrea Estes has been working on this for a long time. So this school is described as being licensed for 161 infants, toddlers, preschool, and school-age children, with tuition ranging from $395 to $495 a week. And it's one of four schools that are owned by this owner. So, again, January 16th, those lawsuits will have a hearing, and then I'm sure that the Plymouth Independent will be staying on this story. So if you want to find out more, you can just follow along with them. Again, PlymouthIndependent.org. Always worth a read. Always some great stuff in there. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. It's slamming, boys to men, ABC, BBD, the East Coast family, never skip the beat. Nah, Wakulin, Old South Street, jet black bands, plenty of friends, and all the Philly steaks you can eat. And welcome back in, and how about all the steaks you can eat? You can get them all at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where not only can you get what you want to have for dinner tonight, or stop in for a nice hot lunch ready to go this afternoon, but it's where you should be going to get all the food you're going to need for entertaining with the holidays coming up, with Christmas coming, with New Year's Eve coming. You're going to want to have some of their delicious food ready for your guests, whether it be cooking up dinner or having them cook it for you. They can do that for you. And also, they put out great platters as well. So if you want to make it really simple for yourself, you can order and pick up a platter from the butcher shop and everything is taken care of. But they want to make it so that your holidays are more about you spending time with your family and less time about you having to cook. That might mean, you know, getting you something that's already marinated. It might mean cooking a roast or a prime rib or something, and you just come and pick it up and warm it up in the oven. Whatever it is that you need, they can do it for you. Stop in the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and talk to them about it and see what they can do for you. But you got to do it soon, because they're going to be overwhelmed with holiday orders if you wait too long. So make sure you get down there and you talk to them ASAP. All right, I got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, let's take